And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the program here on the Earshot 20. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting from across the nation from earshot-online.com. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every single week at that fine website, earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 from which we draw from, as well as regional top 30 albums from over 30 fantastic campus and community radio stations every single week. There's also specialty charts for genres such as jazz, hip-hop, folk roots and blues, and more, as well as interviews, reviews, and all kinds of great stuff. So be sure to go check it out.
Yeah, it's a great website. Lots of stuff there for you to check out for sure. You can also get in touch with us a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. Have a few artists waiting. They've been waiting in the wings. We thank them very much for their patience. We had a few weeks where we were doing some special features when we were doing the Sappy Fest special and stuff. We're getting back into the swing of things, though. We were able to talk to Gavin Downs of Little You, Little Me from St. John, New Brunswick this week, and we will continue to do that every week. So thank you very much for reaching out, and we will get you on, and please continue to reach out to us. It includes a feature, which is an interview and something from your latest release, so please do that. In this hour of the program, the top 10 plus Stephen Karlick joins us again. We've got your lowdown and an interview with Sean from The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. You're not going to want to miss any of this program, and we're going to kick it all off. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 10.
And we have two additional debuts in the program in this hour, and we're going to start off with one at number 10, which is Ty Siegel. His new record is called Manipulator. It's on Drag City. You're going to hear a track called Feel to kick it off for us. Dropping to number 9. For number 5 is Mozart's Sister from the album Being. You're going to hear Lone Wolf and Sitting Still. Number 8 this week is a new one from Bahamas called Bahamas is Alfie, and a track called Little Record Girl.
I'd love to go to the Bahamas. It'd be a great trip.
Let's do it.
Let's do live the show from the live Bahamas. From the Bahamas.
And not just pretending.
We need a sponsor. All right. We'll think about that when
we
listen to this.
The Bahamas will sponsor us.
Oh. Let's get them on the phone right now. Here's your number 10. We're going to talk to Bahamas. We'll be back. Stick around. It's Earshot 20.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Around forever 33. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. first time I see you up on stage. Whoa, oh, oh. Friends, I saw her there on the shelf, and I thought the whole time she was mine. I never had it to myself.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Little Record Girl by Bahamas. The new record, Bahamas is Affy, is at number 8, sitting still this week. And number 9, dance number 5, was Mozart's Sister from the album Being Lone Wolf. And debut number 10 this week is the new one from Ty Siegel called Manipulator. And kicking us off was a new track called Feel.
Second hour of the countdown and second helpings of music news fresh from Exclaim and delivered to us from senior editor Stephen Karlick. This hour, we kick things off with news from Aphex Twin, who's releasing a vinyl box set.
Yes, so fans of electronic music will know that Aphex Twin is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, in the genre. His last album was in 2001, so it's a big deal that he's announced that there will be a new Aphex Twin album this year. It is going to be called Syro, S-Y-R-O, in case you are trying to look for it. And apparently the album will be released in quite a crazy limited edition box set. In a new interview with Creative Review, Richard D. James, the man behind Aphex Twin, his collaborators, the Designers Republic, revealed that they designed a box set version of the release that will be limited to 200 copies and will cost about $450 Canadian. While that sounds exorbitant, the release is pressed on Perspex vinyl and also includes a debossed bonus track. Its artwork includes images of the vinyl pucks used to create the album, as well as a disinfographic, it's called, that breaks down all of the equipment used on the album. It sounds very cool. The Design Republic's Ian Anderson explained the idea of including a cost breakdown of the album in its artwork, saying, quote, "At the beginning of the process, we discussed a few ideas Richard wanted to explore. One was the idea of pressing the album or a single track into the fabric of the cover, effectively as a deboss. A second was to use shots of the raw vinyl pucks albums are pressed from, and the third was to document in some way every cost involved in the production of the specific album format the purchaser had in their hands." So this is very cool. It comes, from what I can tell, in a either a plastic or a glass box that includes Richard D. James's famous sort of creepy smiling face photo, and it will include three slabs of vinyl as well as the aforementioned fabric cover that can be played. So pretty cool stuff. $450 is a lot of money, but only 200 copies, it's quite a collectible.
And I did have a chance to look at that the pictures that are on the Exclaim website, and it is a little bit creepy. The half face smile is a tad creepy.
It's his trademark.
And keeping with box set news, we can expect one from Slater-Kinney as well.
Yes, more big box set news for vinyl fans. Slater-Kinney, sadly broken up, very influential American indie band. We'll be sharing their complete discography in a new box set called Start Together, which covers their years together from 1994 through 2006. The collection will include all seven of the group's albums, 1995's Slater-Kinney, 96's Call the Doctor, 97's Dig Me Out, The Hot Rock, All Hands on the Bad One, One Beat, and The Woods. The albums were remastered recently by Greg Calbi, who had access to their respective original analog tapes. He offered a statement in a press release about the box set saying that, above all, Slater-Kinney's music from inception stands the test of time for the cleverness and emotional impact they brought to their genre. All seven albums have been repressed on colored vinyl. The box will also include a 44-page hardcover book and a limited print. It will all come out October 21st via Sub Pop. They'll also be available as individual CDs and LPs, so definitely, definitely, for the collector, something worth getting.
A couple of great releases that folks should watch for there. This next story I enjoy because I am a fan. It's some news from Flight of the Conchords and a deal that they've struck with HBO, and I'm interested to hear more.
It's been a while since we heard from the self-described New Zealand's fourth most popular guitar-paced digibongo a cappella rap funk comedy folk duo.
That is a mouthful.
always. But Flight of the Conchords have not been on television since they kiboshed plans for a third season way back in 2009. 5 years later, apparently they are returning to the small screen. According to The Guardian, the duo has signed on to create a new four-episode comedy series for HBO. Jemaine Clement of the band is currently promoting his new vampire comedy, What We Do in the Shadows, and explained that the film is the exact reason why Flight of the Conchords haven't appeared on television just yet. He said, quote, "It was supposed to be this year, but then we decided to put What We Do in the Shadows out ourselves." The band are also apparently considering a longer form project, saying that, quote, "We talk about a movie every so often. Sometimes it feels like we lost a lot of impetus over the last couple of years, but Brett, James, Bobbin, and I, we all want to do a musical. It would be good to do something all together. I miss playing Flight of the Conchords gigs." So it's nice to hear that the duo will hopefully be returning to the small screen soon. It says it's just four episodes, but they might be longer form episodes. We don't know just yet.
Well, it should be a good one for sure. I look forward to that. All right, Stephen, I'm going to leave you with your song pick of the week. And as always, thanks for dropping in on the program.
Thank you. Ryan Hemsworth, the Halifax beatmaker who has started to hit it big time, has released a new single this week right before he hits Japan for his first Japanese tour dates in October. He's released a new single called Cream Soda. It's sort of like a video game, but you can definitely hear Ryan Hemsworth's trademarks all over it. It's like I said, it's called Cream Soda. You're going to hear it right now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
What you love, it will come back sometime. Lock it up, what you love, Mrs. Let me be mine. Oh, auction off, what you love, it will come back sometime. Lock it up, what you love, Alexis, let me be mine. Let me be mine.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
Come along with me, I'm the maker of dreams. The night died young, you were made to wait, let loose the dark. Tame the cold light, dancing dead in his eyes. Summer light will break the surface tonight. Stick to your guns, you
I'm
but a thousand favors unreturned. Write me off, baby, give me some bun. Some light will break the surface tonight. Blackout, good night, am I wasting your time? Blackout, good night, am I wasting your time?
Re-entering the charts, number six this week is Cold Specs, Neuroplasticity, and you heard Let Loose the Dogs. Before that, you heard Let Me Be Mine by Spoon at number seven, dropping from number four, They Want My Soul is their new record. And you heard the pick from Stephen Karlick this week. It's a new one from Ryan Hemsworth called Cream Soda.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to The Earshot 20, and we are close to the end with only five more tracks to bring you before we round out the hour and the top 20. We're heading to the phone line right now to catch up with Sean Hall from The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. Their third album, A Real Fine Mess, is charting with us, and Sean is on the line now. Thanks for joining us this week.
You're very welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And this being your third album, I'm wondering, from first to now, do you notice a difference in your sound and the product that you produce?
Yes, heck yes. And the product that we produced, the first record's actually our second record, but the actual first one is hidden and we don't sell it or reveal it to anybody. So I guess until that gets revealed, the other one will be considered our first record. But we used to be largely a country folk blues, like Piedmont blues in style, where I played acoustic harmonica, Matt played a porch board pedal, and he didn't have a snare drum, or he had a very limited snare drum back then, and largely played, hollow body guitars and national and all that stuff. So in terms of gear alone, the sound has changed, because we've both gone 95% electric, and the songwriting has changed as well, where we've changed the format, to going from like traditional country folk blues to I guess more contemporary sounds and contemporary songwriting, but just in the blues idiom.
And how does that affect now when you play live too? Because there's got to be a difference between what the sound would have been like when you were playing with the previous instruments and now being almost all electric. What's that like for the live show?
We don't try to reproduce the records as much. There's some bands that sound exactly the same on record as they do live, which is, that's not our thing. We can't do that. Live is mainly the two of us. So if anything, we've thickened our sound by adding as many different textures as we can through like a lot of, research and development, trial and error on pedals and different amplifiers, different microphones, in combination, with one another to see what floats. And I think after, we're going into the eighth year that we've been together, and we're really critical on what new gear comes with us on the road. Because it's easy to make things sound really cheesy and campy, and so you don't want to go that direction. So it's been a really slow process figuring out what works to make the sound bigger, and also still be really true to the heart and soul of what we're playing. So nothing sounds, George Lucas-y 5.1 surround sound,
For sure. And so you've been mentioning that you're a duo, and with it just being you and Matt, what's the dynamic like when it comes to writing and recording?
The the dynamics changed. It used to be both of us writing on our own and trying to top each other's tunes off as best as we could or as critically as we could to make them better. And then this last record, for the first time in our lives, we tried to write absolutely everything together. Maybe, you know, he'd bring a hook to the table, I'd bring a chorus. I don't think people ever bring bridges to the table. I don't think I've ever seen that. But there's a first for everything. And then we tried to write lyrics together, which I don't know if you've ever done that. It's darn near impossible. And because it's such a really, really personal process. But we attempted as best as we could, or to if we couldn't write lyrics together. It's hard to finish each other's sentences when you're polar opposite personalities, right? So, but we tried to be as inclusive as we possibly could in this record, and just to make our to make ourselves rise to the challenge of how difficult it is accommodating, you know, egos or creative ideas or what have you, in within, you know, the verse of a song.
More with Sean coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, you're going to hear from Always. They're dropping three spots to number five this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number five.
Almost 20 years on the red planet, a place.
always at number five this week. We're still on the line with Sean from The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. So you guys, you have quite a few dates coming up in September and October, including the Harvest Jazz and Blues Fest in Fredericton. Really exciting to see you're going to be playing there. Is there anything you're most excited for about the festival?
Yeah, my goodness. The lineup, if we didn't have to play, I'd be excited just to be there. The lineup's got the heaviest hitters, I think, we've seen or will have been a part of this year. I mean, you've got the Wood Brothers, who are, unreal, from Nashville. You've got Chris Robinson's Brotherhood, Blues Tuttler, which is a throwback to the 90s blues groups, Galactic, Dr. John, Ruthie Foster. There's so many that we're excited about. Bahamas are playing. Matt Anderson, of course, we've shared the stage with him and many festivals with him, and we're excited to hang out pretty much in, we're close to his home turf.
And outside of that, outside of the dates that you have lined up, what's next for you guys? Are you currently writing, or do you do that? I'm always interested to know, too, if bands are doing that while they're, or groups and stuff doing that while they're on the road, because it's always interesting to find out where the inspiration comes from for songs.
Traditionally, we haven't, because we haven't had that discipline. We always love to hang after a show and meeting people and staying up late at night and drinking too much and all that activity that goes around with the blues scene. But I think we're both trying to, and well, personally, I can't speak for Matt, but I'm trying to develop more, on the road, because we spend quite a good chunk of our lives, like probably 60% of our lives, is on the road. And I think we started this summer. I started doing that. We were down doing our first tour in the States, and I was stuck in a really depressing motel for four nights in a row at a festival in Kansas. And I went, well, this isn't going to be the death of me. This is far too depressing to go out like this. So I might as well use this as a starting point for writing on the road. And I think for us, we can see how, you want to talk about the least inspiring places to write in your life would be an airport and an airplane. But if that's where you spend a good chunk of time, then you need to figure out how to develop discipline. So I'll let you know if we ever get that.
You need to hone that skill. Well, you can check out The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer online at harpoonistaxemurderer.com. And you're going to hear from them now on The Countdown. Sean, thanks so much for taking the time to chat.
You're very welcome. Hope you have a great day.
Here's The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer at number four this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20. It's the Earshot 20.
At number four, up for number 10, that was The Harpoonist and the Axe Murder from a Real Fine Mess. You heard a track called Tea for Two. And in amongst that chat, you also heard from Always a track called Red Planet. Their self-titled debut falls number five from number two the week before.
And as I mentioned in the interview, I was talking to Sean, they'll be at the Harvest Jazz and Blues Fest in Fredericton, and maybe you'll get to have tea for two with Sean. I don't know. Just make sure
it's that not something we discussed.
Make sure that you're with Sean, because he's the harpoonist. As I mentioned in the first hour of the program, he's the harpoonist. You don't want to have tea with an axe murderer. I know this from experience. It's not pleasant. All right, we're going to take a quick break from the charts now and bring you a segment that we'd like to run down the what's charting below the national top 20 in the top 50. It's a little snapshot at what could be sneaking up into the charts on this show, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Eight debuts this week below the top 20, kicking off the Lowdown. Number 48 is the latest from Winnipeg's Blunders Public, friend of the program that we chatted with in the past. The Covers EP that is out is an homage to 90s bands from the city. Saskatoon old-timey country garage band The Sea Hags are at number 43 with their fourth and final album, Tarnished Gold. And number 40 is Ivory Hours, an alt-pop juggernaut from London, Ontario, and their third EP, Mary. Say Goodnight to the Machines is the debut seven-song EP from Winnipeg's Future Kids, coming in at number 38. And number 35 is influential Grammy-nominated Americana singer John Hyatt and his latest release, Terms of My Surrender. Toronto indie artist Valerie Gore is at number 33 with her latest album, an experimental LP entitled Idols in the Dark Heart, and her third full-length is her first in 6 years. Montreal psych troupe Elephant Stone are back at number 29 with new album The Three Poisons on Hidden Pony Records. And Catholic Girls closes out the Lowdown with Sheila Joined a Cult, the debut LP from the Calgary new wave goth synthpunk group released on cassette.
All right. Thanks for that, Brian. It's pretty interesting names of bands. I just realized as you were reading that, I say I'm going to like do regular segments like, you know, my favorite album title from the Lowdown. And I did it for a couple weeks and then it dropped. Same as my catchphrases that I was going to start
Thank goodness.
At the beginning of the programs. But they were good.
No one sent in any compliments.
I disagree. You just deleted all the messages from Facebook. All right, three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we're going to kick it off with the number three spot this week. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
Our final debut this week, and a pretty high one, is the new one from the New Pornographers. Not really much of a surprise. Pretty popular folks in the scheme of campus community radio in Canada. Their new album is called Brill Bruisers, and here's a track called High Rise.
Oh,
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And standing still at number one this week is Monomyth from Saturnalia Regalia. That was a track called Downer. At number two, up one spot, was P.S. I Love You for Those Who Stay, in a track called In My Mind At Least. And kicking off that set, debuting at number three this week, was the New Pornographers, Brill Bruisers, and a track called High Rise. They debut, as I mentioned, all the way up at number three. Can they displace Monomyth? Only time will tell.
In fact, we'll maybe have to wait a whole week. All right. Well, that does it for another Top 20. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we do this every week. It's the Earshot 20, Canada's national countdown show. We broadcast and record out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, at the campus and community radio station here every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for carrying this program. You can also find us online at radio4all.net. That's radio with the number 4all.net. You can download the program there, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week for a brand new countdown and lots, lots more. Stick around right now. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.